Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're getting married in 2 weeks. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be the most perfect day, and you are going to be the most beautiful bride ever. I'm so happy we got to spend this weekend together. I really needed some girl time. But I'm exhausted from shopping all day. Instead of going out tonight, would you mind if we just stayed in the hotel and watched a movie? Are you serious? You really forgot to pack pajamas? I think this wedding is just taking your brain. Well, we both spent a ton of money on lingerie. Why don't you just wear something you bought? If it makes you feel better, I'll wear the little pink and black nightgown I bought. No one else is going to see me in it. You might as well get some viewing pleasure from it. Oh my God, you look so good. I've always hated how perfect your legs are. You look beautiful in red. Your fiance is so lucky. Look at us in the same bed, cuddled up, watching a movie like in the old days. I scoot a little closer to you. Do you remember at Nikki's sleepover right after graduation? The lights were all off and it had gotten quiet. And for some reason, I just asked everybody if anyone had thought about whether or not they might like girls. And then you blurted out yes before everyone else practically screamed no. And then Nikki changed the subject really quick. Well, I always wanted to ask you about that, and I just was too nervous to bring it up. I turned so, like, I'm facing you and biting my lip. I reach up and tuck your hair behind your ear and all right. I want to kiss you. I've always wanted to kiss you. Would that be weird? You look into my eyes and you lean in to kiss me. It's perfect. It's a deeper kiss than I'm expecting, and your lips are light at first, but then you press a little harder into mine. You coax my lips open, and we have our first open mouth kiss. Immediately, I can feel my body react. My skin warms, and my pussy dampens, and without thinking, I guide you down onto your back. Your hands instantly cup my breasts, and you find my nipples hard, and you start to trace them through the smooth, thin fabric. I lean into your hands, and they feel so good. My hands start to wander, and I slip them under your nightgown, and I memorize the feeling of your soft stomach. It just feels natural. It feels so good to be touching you. Right before I start to wander further, I can feel your abs tighten. I break our kiss and look down at you. Your eyes are soft and warm. Your face is relaxed, and your hair is a little messy from my fingers raking through it. I lean in, my lips barely an inch from yours. I want to make you come. Is that all right? You're so beautiful, and you mean so much to me. I promise I'll never tell anyone. It will always just be between the two of us, forever. You take my hand and squeeze it and nod your head. You bring my palm to your hand. You bring your palm to your lips. And you kiss it. I smile down at you, and My lips begin to travel a new little trail down your delicate pale chest. And I rest my head on your soft stomach. This time your legs are parted further and your body seems so much more relaxed. I run both my hands down the top of your thighs and then pull them back up your body, feeling the soft skin. Your thighs must be so sensitive because I feel you shiver. Looking down at your pussy, it's perfect. I don't know if you shave or if you wax, but it's so smooth and so soft. I start to slide a finger gently over your clit and your body tenses. I turn my head, my hair draped over my shoulder. Just breathe, sweetie. I promise I'll take care of you. Kissing your soft stomach, I turn back and watch your pussy respond to my touch. With three fingers circling over your clit, my other hand works its way over your soft ass and up to your pussy. I just watch as I slip one little finger and press it into you. I turn my head to see your face and I see your eyes are wide looking back at me. I don't want to stop looking at you. I move. Take my hands away from you and situate myself in between your thighs. I take your hands and hold them tightly as they lay on either side of your hips. Laying between your parted legs, I lick your pussy for the very first time. It feels so good. Listening and watching you, giving you what your body is asking for. I start to lick faster. Your hands let go of mine. I feel them in my hair. Your hips begin to move. I must be doing something right. You press your soft pink flesh against my tongue. I can hear your breath getting caught in your throat. And I hear you whisper that you're going to come. Just then you do. And it's perfect. You're perfect. I've imagined this moment for so long. The craving, the desire to know your body like this. To feel you lose yourself in me. To hear you and to see you. To taste your orgasm. That moment was finally here, and it was more than I could have ever imagined. Pulling my lips and tongue away from your pussy, I sit back and look at your beautiful body. I see your eyes fighting to stay open. I curl up next to you and you reach up and brush my hair away from my face and pull me in to kiss me. I curl up beside you. And I drift off to sleep in your arms.